Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Americans take their ice cream very seriously, nowhere more so than in Texas, especially when we were hit with what happened to Bluebell. There's an internet meme, as a matter of fact, that said, let me break this down for the Northerners who can't understand the tragedy of recent events. The Bluebell recall doesn't mean we're down a brand of ice cream. We don't buy other brands of ice cream. The Bluebell recall means we're out of ice cream. And in Texas, we do start them off young.
I want you to go get me some bluebells.
You want some what?
Some bluebells.
But nobody has any bluebell ice cream.
Yeah, they do. They have. I want one.
They don't have. What about some other kind of ice cream?
No, I want a bluebells.
Well, Americans' obsession with ice cream runs deep, and it's not only during the summer. A new survey by Yahoo dug really deep into America's ice cream preferences. Like, ice cream is the most popular dessert in the country. 41% of people say that's their favorite, followed by cake, cookies, pie, fruit, come on, and candy. Chocolate is the most popular flavor, followed by cookies and cream, and then vanilla and cookie dough. 56% of people eat ice cream all year long, not just during the summer, including Northerners when it's below zero. Women, by the way, are more likely to eat it in the winter than guys are. Almost 90% eat ice cream once a week. According to this, obviously not done in Texas, Breyers is the most popular brand, followed by Ben & Jerry's and then Haagen-Dazs. Dairy Queen, the Texas stop sign, is the most popular place to get ice cream, followed by Cold Stone. And a majority of people usually order ice cream in a cup and not a cone. And they're just wrong. Nothing better than ice cream in a cone. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They're kind of a one-stop shop if you need appraisals done, be it on jewelry, or maybe you've had a coin collection that has been passed down through your family and you want to know what that's worth. Or in the case of an estate where you want to divide it up, they can do all of that for you. And they'll take a look at it for free before they really dig into it. So you're not going to get bumped to charge if you don't need to. If it's just junk, then they'll tell you to keep it. But if you'll forgive the expression, there really could, in this case, be a diamond in the rough. And you could find out thanks to David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or go see them. They're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.